For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. It's Friday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. Hope you're doing great. Hope you're getting through this week beautifully, victoriously, growing, enjoying your life, thanking God for every breath that you have. I do pray that. Just a couple reminders as we'll get to point number 4 and number 5 in my teaching from all week on how not to lose heart. September 19th, due to the prayer requests that are coming into the ministry, we're calling it a day of fasting and prayer. We invite you to join us at September the 19th. You just simply write your prayer request into the ministry, anadonahueministries.com. You'll see the link. And we will cover you. We will take it to prayer with us as we gather. Number 2, I pray you're registering for those Ephesians classes, September 9, 16, 23, utilizing the Sanctuary Victory Fellowship Church, 5708 Airline Drive, right here in Metairie. It is free, but we do need you to register. I must have your names. And, of course, we take a love offering. But if you can't give, you come and receive. You enjoy. You grow. You learn. I'll have full-blown notes for everyone. We're videotaping these. We're very excited about it. I've got a lot of you registered, but I want to keep making the announcement just as a reminder. It's 2 weeks away, and I do need you to register. And so number 3, giving you excerpts out of Ephesians 3, actually. And these were 5 pointers on how not to lose heart. Paul is giving these people at Ephesus some solutions out of this one passage of how not to lose heart. And he opens it by saying, number 1, I'm praying that God will strengthen you with power through his spirit to your spirit, to your inner being. And we said earlier in the week, that's pneuma, literally that God's breath of life would be imparted to you, into your inner man, that you would drink of the river of the spirit of life within you. You know, the Lord's just causing me to pause and say, yes, yield, my brethren. Yield and stop for a moment. Raise your hands to the sky and say, Father, I drink of you. I receive all you are. I receive it to me right now in Jesus' name. Number 2, the scripture continues. Paul says, I pray that Christ will dwell in your hearts through faith. We spent some time yesterday talking about when you're losing heart, it's because your faith is failing. You've got to have that fresh infusion of the Spirit of God to awaken your faith. You've got to remind yourself, man, Jesus Christ lives in me today. It's God. It's God. It's not me. Number 3, we talked about love. Paul goes on and he says that you will be able to comprehend with all the saints the width, the length, the depth, the height, to know the love of Christ, when actually it even passes knowledge. How big must this love be? We can't even comprehend it. Paul says, but I want you to know it. That'll help boost you. That'll help you not lose heart. Number 4, he wants you to pass that love on to others. And number 5, man, he gives this huge finale. Now to him, God, who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church, by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever, amen. You realize what he's saying there? You do these first 4 areas right in this very passage, you will have an exceeding abundant amount of power to be pulled up and not lose heart. Thank you for joining me all week on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Go to the website to register for the classes on Ephesians. I hope you have a great weekend, and by His grace, we'll be back on Monday. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.